Washington education officials have released numbers to show how often school staff physically restrain or isolate K through 12 students. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, student advocates say the data is concerning.
The data follow a new state law that bars public schools from restraining or isolating students unless the student poses an imminent threat to themselves or others. The law also requires public schools to report all cases where a student was restrained or isolated. That could be holding students down to break up a fight or putting a student with behavioral problems in a separate room to cool down.
I was very surprised at some of the numbers.
Arzu Farrow directs Washington Autism Alliance and Advocacy and supported the new law.
There was one student in particular that was isolated 617 times in one high school in Bellingham.
That was just in the first 6 months of this year.
It makes me wonder, is this a student who can speak? Is this a student who has a disability? What are other circumstances? What is being tried first before isolation and restraint?
According to the report, students were injured 333 times in the isolation or restraint process. There were nearly 1,000 staff injuries, and data was missing for many schools. Farrow says the numbers show that school staff need to be better trained to avoid the use of physical force. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.